With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Phone number is 222-6000, text line 99404. You're in the break room on CMF. Yesterday, you know, your wedding last Friday. Congratulations, by the way.
I wanted to smoke my love pole.
We were taking a ton of pictures.
Right.
Like, and I hate.
I know. I'm not a picture guy either.
But we get stuck in all these pictures.
Right.
And our wives are there, and our buddies are there, and friends. And
special occasion.
You got the pictures back.
Yeah.
And you had told me.
My wife had printed up a bunch, and there's some of, like, you and your wife and all of us together and stuff. So, in the thank you card that you're going to get, there'll be these photos in there.
And of us. Of
right.
The, okay.
There's like three photos. And then I said, you got to put your cameras away because it's all about me today.
So I go, oh, great. Thank you. And you pause for a second. Mm. And you told me.
That I'm sure your wife will be displaying it in the house.
But you were sincere. There was no joke to it.
Right.
There was no like, ah, ha, ha. You legitimately think.
Yes. Oh, I know.
That you are going to be hanging on the wall of my house.
Well, it'll be somewhere out where you can see it.
Why do you think that?
Because your wife is in it. She's all dressed up.
Okay.
It's a nice occasion. All right. We all had fun. Women want to display that stuff.
I think it depends on what you already have in your house. We'll be the teller of all that.
Nah, it has to go up.
I got like almost angry with you. Like driving home thinking about it, thinking that you are so important.
I'm in it, and it would be nice for your daughters to see a successful white man.
Well, no, I got pictures of Wheeze hanging up in my house. It made me upset that you think like you are so important that even in my home, you must be displayed.
Yes.
And I realized what guy you are. What person you are.
What am I, Pat?
You are, I got you a photo of us for your birthday guy.
Oh, yeah.
You are, look at this picture of us for Christmas guy.
Yeah.
God, that is the worst guy on the
planet. I thought that was like a woman thing.
No, guys do it too.
Do they?
Well, no, I mean,
really?
A woman is doing it to another woman. It's my wife sending it to his wife.
Yeah, but I've never seen a guy get another guy a picture.
Oh, and by the way, really?
Well, like, let's say we went golfing or something like that. I went and had a friend of us, a big golf outing,
usually,
or fishing. We caught a big fish together.
We went to a Bills game.
Right. That's a picture you would have of a guy. I mean, you might put that up as a great memory when we went, you know, and the Bills beat the Jets finally.
Yeah.
You know?
I always thought it was like a wife or girlfriend that did that, though. Like, I found this picture of you guys.
Guys have pictures of other guys doing things like that, what I just described.
Like an activity.
Women just have themselves with other women because you stopped by for a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Like women will go out, and if they just go out and have a drink, all the girls have to line up at some point in level of hotness and then have that photo taken now. Like that's not a guy thing.
No, I don't know. Italian guys love doing that.
Well, Italians don't count because Italians just do all kinds.
In this town, in Rochester, you will see, if you go on any Italian guy's Facebook page, you know, there's like five restaurants that they'll all go out to, and those restaurants have like those backdrops for some reason.
Yeah.
Right, where it's got the logo and the...
Well, it's a cuz pitch. All the cuzzes got to get together, you know, show all their Yankee bling. Had that picture taken.
And one of those guys will frame that picture and give it to all. Hey, listen.
Tony, little Tony, Dominic is in this. Joseph Jr.
You're that guy.
I know. My wife sent a beautiful picture. That's all I know.
Your wife sending us pictures is fine. Like, that's great. Your wife, when sending it, wasn't thinking to herself, she's going to frame this and hang it on the wall. But you, the ugliest in all of the people in those pictures, thought your face was going on my wall.
But you think you're better looking at me than pictures? You look like a billy goat with sunglasses on. It'll be up.
I actually got so paranoid about this. Like, I could not shake this idea that your face would be in my home because it bothers me. That I walked around my entire house looking at all the pictures because my wife loves pictures hanging on the wall. And there are no friends in our house.
Right.
Just family.
So you would be the first friend, and that sure as hell ain't going to happen.
Yeah, but I'm your best friend.
Oh, no, you're my best friend.
We're bros, man. We're cousins.
Why do you want to be hanging in my house anyway? That's weird.
Oh, no, it's not weird. I know it'll bug you.
It's not going to happen.
I'm telling you.
It's a way he can get in your head without even being present in the room.
Do you have pictures of your friends hanging on your wall? Because you just moved in with your boyfriend.
I think it's mostly just family, the pictures that we have. Hmm.
Does your boyfriend have pictures of his friends?
He has...
It's on your shoulder.
He has...
Those are like aerial shots, so you have to be done with drones.
He has baseball pictures. I don't know if that counts.
Okay.
But it's with him and his buddies on his baseball
team. That makes sense, though. It's a fun thing you guys do together.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I had no fun at your wedding. Why would I want to hang that picture up?
You had a ball at my wedding. You get sucked into, like, many things you're going to have to do in the future you don't want to do now. This is awesome.
222-6000. Here's the question I have for you, right? We're talking about Tommy. He is now, here's a photo of us for a present guy.
Picture of me for you.
Which is the most annoying guy on the planet. Mm. If you're a man, because I know most men have gotten these gifts from other men.
Yeah.
Are you forced then to display that picture somewhere in your home?
Yeah, you got to. It'd be like if I handed you a piece of artwork, right? If I got you a framed picture or something, if it's not hanging up, I'm pissed.
First of all, I did that with a rubber duck. I didn't hang it up. Second of all, did you just compare your face to a piece of artwork?
Portrait.
Yeah. Yeah.
What were you saying?
You're painting. It's a picture of three couples around a couch.
Okay.
Is what the photo is. That's not me. You're making it sound like it's just an 8x10 of me.
But you said I will be hanging in your house. Like, you don't care about the other people in that photo. You're such an arrogant prick.
Well, I know.
Because
I know.
Susan Tedeschi, bruh.
It will bother you to see my face in your house every day, judging you.
I don't think your wife's going to hang this up. Only because I've never hung up a picture of somebody else's wedding.
Yeah, but you have no class, framed. Honey. You have no taste. This is a highfalutin doctor woman.
So you at your
She's
your
doing
house,
doctor, and you're walking around with your sneakers and your sweaters thinking you're cool.
You at your house have pictures of friends' weddings?
We have photos of things we've done with people, yes. Not a lot, but a few. No, Duffy's, yes.
Yeah, what the hell? I mean, Jesus.
This is your first one. This is your introduction into... civil society vet.
Texts are coming in. You can always text the show. 99404. One of my best friends does that for every birthday. We just thought he was cheap for a while. Turns out he's that into himself. Every birthday you
open
up.
Well, you know I love me.
I know, but... All right.
Crazy about me. I can't get enough of me.
Could you imagine every birthday opening up another picture of you and a guy?
Oh, God, it'd be hysterical.
Like, I would stop doing things with him to eliminate the pictures from even existing.
I might make this a thing.
That would mean you guys have to hang out more, so you have new pictures.
No, hang out, take pictures here.
But every picture has a studio in the background of it. Like, I'm trying to think. I don't even think I have a picture of, like, my brother and I in my house.
Not even, like, at a Bills game.
I don't think, like, hanging
on
the wall.
You have a picture of your brother hanging in here.
Yeah. Well, that's just because he's drunk and stupid in this picture.
That's a great shot of him.
But, like, on my walls, my wife controls all walls.
Yeah, well, every house. I don't have any control over the inside of that house.
Have you ever put anything into a frame? By yourself.
Autograph. Well, me. Oh, no, I take it back. I have a picture
of... You put this show in a hole.
Says the most gorgeous, amazing radio personality in Rochester. I have a picture of me and Bill's Hall of Famer, Billy Shaw, autograph framed.
Wait, you got a Billy Shaw in your house?
I sat next to him.
Billy Shaw?
It was really cool. He let me try in his AFL championship.
He was on the No Name line, right?
Oh, you jealous because Billy Shaw's hanging in my house?
I didn't even know what Billy Shaw looks like.
He's really cool.
Is he that old black guy?
No, he's white.
But is he so old that you can't tell anymore?
No, you're an idiot.
Because you know, like, some people are so old you can't tell what race they are.
Hey, Kimmy, you know how like some girls, like when they find out that their ex-boyfriend is dating somebody new, they immediately start trashing
Billy
that
Shaw
girl?
Billy Shaw got so fat. And he's ugly.
More text coming in. 99404. My wife has a guy friend that does this. He'll give my wife pictures of them two together, expecting them to be hung in the house. I've never said anything about it. Really bothers me. You can't do that with a woman.
Yeah, that would be weird. I mean, this is at least a group shot of people having a good time.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm thinking we're probably going to get them. Did you mail them?
I think they went out already. Yeah.
Okay.
Or they'll be going out. So you'll get it sometime next week.
All right, so you're thinking by the end of the week next week.
Oh, I'll be up. I'll be up and running in your house.
God, no. I will rip that thing off the wall. I will smash the frame.
You know what I should have done? This would have forced her hand a little bit, but I'm too cool for this.
Yeah.
We should have framed it and then sent it to
you. Well, that would make you that guy.
Right, because then you're almost... Now, it's like, you don't have to do any effort but just place it up there.
Do any other... This is the other thing my wife has done lately.
What?
Buying frames with no need to buy frames.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a woman thing?
Because you're eventually going to put something in
Yeah, I need picture frames last weekend. I'm like, okay, for what?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have pictures soon.
Yeah. Well, don't forget, you got kids, and you're going to go through those stages. I think that's why they do that.
Okay, but it's not like Band-Aids where, oh my God, she's got a picture, we got to put it in frames.
So when my wife and I, we got together, and we were emptying out our houses and changing everything around, she was cleaning out the basement. She had boxes and boxes of old frames.
Just empty frames.
Empty frames that, you know, she had photos in, she took them out. But they were just empty, and there were boxes of them. You saw my house. It was frameless.
Yes.
Like, there was nothing
frameless,
on those walls.
Shameless.
Soulless. Empty.
Lameful. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, I'll let you know. It's not going up. It's not going to happen.
Well, you don't have any say, so it'll be up to your old lady.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.